to Talking Walking's 5-year walking forecast. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking. To mark the 5th anniversary of Talking Walking in 2013, we asked thought leaders to make their 5-year predictions about the state of walking in the fields in which they work and the places where they live. Respondents were asked to call a Skype number to leave their forecast, identifying who they were, what work they were doing that revolved around walking, and what their forecast was for walking in the next 5 years. We recorded these voice messages and reproduce them here. The voice you're about to hear belongs to Ole Thorsen, former president of the International Federation of Pedestrians. Measuring pedestrian mobility and use of sidewalks and crossings will become more prevalent in traffic management and infrastructure projects in cities in the future, according to Ole, who firmly believes that such data will provide the necessary evidence for improved mobility for pedestrians and a fairer share of highway space, not just in our cities, but in rural areas too. As the recording lacks audio clarity in places, we've provided a transcript as a PDF that can be downloaded from the Talking Walking website.
Hello, I'm Ole Thorsen, former president of the International Federation of Pedestrians. Continuous walking will the better rights for pedestrians. Let's say 5 years ahead, I would think that one of the things that would be much more present will be audits for pedestrians and for safety in road and street projects. For instance, the Barcelona pedestrian crossing audit, the design parameters for streets in the future will contain more attention to moving units different to cars. For the moment, most of the parameters used are defined for drivers of cars and not for motorbikers, for bus drivers, for pedestrians or cyclists. Some example will be that the signal, light signal times, the width of sidewalks, turning curves should be for lower speeds, etc. Another thing that projects in the future should be elaborated starting from pedestrian needs and not from how many cars do we think there will be in the street. First, we have to give the space and the time for pedestrians, and then think more of what can be left over to the drivers. There is something to do, of course, also with the management. We need a more balanced of the different types of mobility, which means that generally more attention will be given to bus passengers, passengers in their condition of walkers, cyclists, and pedestrians. Car users will have to adjust their commercial speed and priority to the other street users. We had, for instance, all the campaign on 30-kilometer streets. The safety in the mobility will be more real in cities than just speaking about it as has been the last years. We will get more streets with 30 kilometers per hour, more pedestrian priority at crossing points, sufficient crossing points, and right location of these crossing points. Clear sight lines between pedestrians and drivers will be introduced. That means less containers, that means less parking, especially of greater vehicles near the crossings, etc. Another thing that will be clearer in the next years is that pedestrians will be, let's say, more present in the data the town halls and the governments will have. So we don't keep with only car or driver data, how many are there passing each minute, etc., but also get the information, how many pedestrians, how are they walking, where do you have, they have bottlenecks, etc. The other thing is that we need, and it's starting to come up in many cities, but it's not generalized yet, is the information signs of where to go, where to find the way through the city for the pedestrians. was not only related to streets, squares, official buildings, etc., but also related to public transport. So the pedestrians and future passengers in the public transport can be sure that they will find their way easy to their destination point. Another thing related to pedestrians in rural areas is that we will get more pedestrian crossings at the rural roads. For the moment, in many countries, there has been talked about ecological parcels for animals, but not in the street, no, the highways or the rural and secondary roads. There's not been talked about sufficiently. How can pedestrians pass the road? We have places where bus stops, stores, services, etc. are there, and the human being needs to come there. Also, if he is coming around the territory walking. Well, I think that's part of the thing that could be changed in the mobility and project making and management in safety, of course, also in the next years.
You've been listening to a 5-year walking forecast to mark the 5th anniversary of Talking Walking. This forecast was made by Ole Thorsen, former president of the International Federation of Pedestrians. To learn more about his work and the topics he mentions in his forecast, follow the links on the talkingwalking.net website. Do revisit talkingwalking.net, where you'll find free podcast interviews of artists, activists and professionals from the world of walking, and of those of us who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 5-year walking forecast are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited in London. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics, and the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of EZtronic.